at Work. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, we have Catherine Austin Fitz joining us today to talk about the economy, the latest developments with the Iran situation. Always insightful and informative. We're going to have open phones in the first, second, and third hour today. The toll-free number to join us on any of the issues I raise or any news items you want to talk about or questions or comments you have, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 on this Tuesday, the 24th day of August, 2010 transmission. Okay, I always attempt to do this, and I'm never successful because I'll start covering one article, meaning just to go over the headlines, and then I'll get bogged down on one story. Let me just attempt to go over the stacks of news that I have here in front of me. Here is the police state biometric grid stack. Fingerprint check-in tried at 24-hour fitness. You must thumbprint. New CANA considers tracking devices for students, RFID. Other schools are already doing it. Biometric iris scanning technology rolled out across entire city. And they say it'll be worldwide in the next 10 years. You'll have to retina scan to buy and sell. Germany to roll out ID cards with embedded RFID. That's just some of the news we have on that front. Also, Apple patent targets iPhone thieves, but jailbreakers too. What's a jailbreaker? Anyone that puts a program on the iPhone that's not authorized. Or, in the case of my wife, her iPhone won't jack into a certain type of broadband internet, so she's learned how to hook her iPhone into her iPad so that the iPad can do that. And PC World's reporting that Apple will just remotely break into your phone. That means they're surveilling what's on your phone. They admit they are. And that if they see you download a program that's not authorized, or if you jailbreak the iPhone or iPad, but in the case of cell phone service, the iPhone, to where you can get another cell phone service other than AT&T. You buy the phone, you go out, you break the software on it that doesn't let you get another phone service. You go out and get another phone service, Verizon or something else. They can come in and kill your phone or take it over or wipe your phone. So just more evidence of control on that front. Also, there's incredible new hype that I've become aware of, and Matt Ryan was trying to tell me about this a few weeks ago. They actually posted a blurb about it on InfoWars.com. Then I happened to see a newscast covering it this morning, and they're like, your computer is delivering hardcore drugs. We need to have the police raid your home. If your children are listening to this type of music or flashing lights on your computer, and then it cuts to one of the old things I've seen for 15 years, where when you play audio on the web, it shows the swirling random patterns. And they said that's a hardcore drug, and they want to pass laws to ban it. And here's USA Today. Web delivers new worry for parents, digital drugs. And I did some research on it. It's total quackery. In fact, here's a big Australian newspaper. The eye drugs don't work. Internet drugs, inexpensive digital drugs may sound a new alarm. And technically, there's some truth to this. It says they listen to this music and it uplifts them. It excites them. Well, what does Beethoven's Ninth Symphony do if that floats your boat? Certainly does mine. Or what does some AC/DC do with its high energy? They're now saying it's a drug and the government's coming. So we'll cover that, a bunch of economic news. I'll break it all down on the other side. It's just, the news is getting crazier and crazier.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching the simulcast of the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv, you are seeing the hardcore drugs. We are reportedly transmitting illegal drugs right now. It's techno music from the 1990s with some pulsing snowflake images, and this is reportedly hardcore drugs, and the government wants to pass laws to ban what you're listening to right now. Here is the news articles. Here's USA Today. Give me a document cam shot, man. It says, Web delivers new worry for parents, digital drugs, USA Today. Here's another one, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Inexpensive digital drugs may sound a new alarm. And then an Australian news report out of their technology section of stuff.co.nz, actually New Zealand. We got a bunch of mainstream articles telling the truth, saying the eye drugs don't work, internet drugs. But we've got all these newscasts about how incredibly dangerous it is. Here's one, eye dosing. Can you get high off of digital drugs? This is a total media government hoax. We've got all these newscasts with cops saying we've got to do something about this. It could lead to harder drugs. We've got to check your computers. Well, what do you think Wagner or Beethoven or the great classical composers do? I mean, when I was a child, my parents took me to many symphonies for the Dallas Symphony, and I remember being just rising up out of my chair, you know, the energy of it and the magic of it. The majesty of being at the Grand Canyon on Christmas Day when we were camping as a child and walking out and seeing the little birds jumping around in the snow and the cold wind and the sun rising, crisp and delicious. It's a drug, a natural drug. We know beauty. We know what's good. When you go watch your football team win or your soccer team, it stimulates natural endorphins because at a tribal level, you feel like your tribe has won. And what is the government saying? They want to give everyone forced vaccines. They have over 100 of these that are now being tested and approved to, quote, stop anxiety, stop emotion, stop stress. They want to put lithium in the water so you don't have anxiety. Anxiety is part of life. Are you eating a healthy diet? You drinking too much coffee? You know, they don't tell people don't give your kids soft drinks full of caffeine if they're hyper. Don't give them all these different dyes that admittedly are like amphetamines. No, no, no. Their answer is if your kid's hyper, put them on speed, Adderall or Ritalin to burn out their brain. Over time, it will burn them out and they will be relaxed. Oh, you're a little depressed. Let's give you fluorine-based Prozac that admittedly massively increases mental illness and suicide. So let's play this music again. This is one of the most popular videos concerning you know, these eye drugs, and there's hundreds and hundreds of these on YouTube, and it's techno. I mean, I can't tell you in college how many clubs I went to, and yeah, you're jumping around, you're having a good time, and there's some truth to the flashing lights. The government admits that you go into a type of lower brain pattern, very suggestible subconsciously, associated with sleep or daydreaming, so they can program you when you're watching the flicker rate of television sets. So in a way, there's some truth to this. Music is highly suggestible. That's why the Pentagon promotes hardcore heavy metal music and other things for the tank drivers and frontline combat troops. They've had PBS specials about that because it gets them fired up. That's why football teams in the locker room before the game and during halftime will play high energy music. It's why they play exciting music during the breaks at sporting events to keep people all amped up. But the government is now saying this is a drug. Anything that can hype you up. And some people, it's George Strait. Some people, it's classical. Some people, it's rock and roll. People like myself, I mean, if it's good music, I like it all. But I particularly like classical. And so there's a small kernel of truth, but it's not a drug. It's inducing your body to produce endorphins because your soul, your intellect, the hard wiring of your electrochemical computer, the oil-based computer, that's what your brain is. It's over 70% water, but of the 25% or so that's solid, most of it is cholesterol. That's why they actually tell people that have seizures and epileptic problems to eat a high-fat diet, because it's been shown in many studies for over 50 years to stabilize the brain. But they won't tell people that now. They tell them, let's give you some hardcore drugs so you won't have these seizures, when a lot of times a high-fat diet of the proper types of fat will help you. I mean, now is eating fat a drug because it increases brain activity? It increases connectivity? It increases the overall power of your mind? Fat? Especially things like fish oil. Notice they're trying to make everything illegal that is empowering the people. And I think that, you know, techno-type music is nothing but empowering. It's high energy. It's pulsating. A lot of times I'll be up here late at night and we're exhausted. And I'll say, hey, let's turn on some rock and roll. Let's turn on some classical. Let's turn on some techno and, put on some headphones and go walk around in the parking lot, you know, to get us jazzed back up so we can finish our work and keep our brains focused. Is that drugs? Am I on drugs? You better believe I'm on drugs. When I go in there and drink that coffee, that's a hardcore drug. But it's because it's a chemical going in, caffeine, and other things in the oils that are in coffee that also have an effect. It's not just the caffeine. But is listening to music a drug? Does the government need to get involved now? Cass Sunstein 2 years ago said that if you criticize and say man-made global warming isn't real, anthropogenic global warming, that you should be fined, fined, or maybe even arrested, and that blogs should be taxed. And now Philadelphia has launched a $300 tax on all free speech on the Internet. You want to have your own personal blog on Blogspot? You got to pay them money. Well, here's The Guardian reporting on something that's been known for over 100 years. They've got studies for over 70 years in Scandinavia, where for several months out of the year, it's totally dark and the suicides go way up. They learned decades and decades and decades ago to have artificial sun lamps in the working areas and in the homes and to paint the walls white, because your eyes are an extension of the brain. When you're gestating in your mother, at a certain point, I think it's about a month in on average, the eyes grow out of the brain. So the eyes are the window to the brain, to the soul, and they need sunlight. They need to see sunlight for dopamine levels and other natural chemicals in the brain. So sunlight is a drug. And what does Cass Sunstein say? He says it is a conspiracy theory to say that humans need any sunlight and we should stop people from getting sunlight. He's a eugenicist. Okay, he doesn't want you healthy and happy. And people say, well, I don't want to get a bunch of sun because I'll look old. Folks, it's you're meant to get old. You are meant to have your skin get old. But by your skin burning, it gives you all of the different hormone releases, not just the vitamin D production, that your entire body needs, and it keeps your organs young. It massively decreases cancer in thousands of studies over the last 100 years. They had these studies in 1908, 1910, 1920s. But here's a whole new group of studies. MS and arthritis, multiple sclerosis and arthritis, may be linked to lack of sun, scientists say. Vitamin D found to exert an influence over genes associated with certain diseases more common in northern hemisphere. Well, there's also the studies on cancer. You actually get higher rates of cancer when you get no sun, the studies show, than if you get a lot of sun. But it's a darned if you do, darned if you don't. The optimum, and they have different statistics depending on your skin type. But you can look at the different studies. They vary. But someone who's a northern European needs off and on about an hour of direct sunlight a week. Someone who has darker skin, who's more equatorial, may need upwards of 10 hours a week. I mean, you're supposed to have black skin if you got black skin. You're designed for that, for your area of the world. If you've got brown skin, you're designed as you go higher up. If you've got white skin, scientists have known for decades why people in northern hemisphere have blue eyes. It's because they allow more light in. People with blue eyes on average are more light sensitive. They have better night vision. Because your eyes are designed to suck in that light, to get that light. But if you have dark eyes, it's because you come from a more equatorial area, and it's designed to block it out. We're beautifully designed creatures. But here's Cass Sunstein saying, I don't care. There's 1,000 studies with top scientists saying this stops cancer. It stops depression. It stops everything. They've got all these double-blind studies where they find St. John's wort is many times better for you to stop depression than Prozac, and that Prozac actually makes you depressed. But sunlight and exercise is even better. If I'm bummed out and tired and feel like crud and have been sick or whatever, I just go out, even if it's the winter. And I, even if it's, you know, 40 degrees, and I'll just get my underwear in the backyard and just lay there for an hour shivering, and I just feel completely energized by the sun. Just like you're a plant, ladies and gentlemen, you need it. You need it. You need the sun. You don't need to be burned. If you get too much, you'll get skin cancer. But if you don't get any, your body shuts down. Your body shuts down. So sunlight's a drug. Music's a drug. Getting excited's a drug, and they want to block all of that. It's not a drug. It's part of who we are. It's part of what we are. And it goes on. It says insufficient exposure to sunshine resulting in low levels of vitamin D can play a part in a wide range of diseases, from multiple sclerosis to rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, some cancers, and even dementia, scientists say. Well, yeah, I mean, they've done studies with prisoners, again, for close to 100 years about all the diseases that increase with prisoners not getting sun. That's why if you go back to the whole prison sciences in France, more than 200 years ago they found to start getting people out to get some sun. Point is, I've already digressed, got a lot of other news coming up, but it is not a drug to listen to music or get sunlight.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I was talking to John Harmon during the break. He can barely keep doing the show. He's so high off of that 1 minute of techno music we played on air. I mean, the government says they need to pass a law. We need to investigate what kids are watching. Music is mind control. And you do have quacks out there that are actually selling it, telling people it's a drug. And, wow, the music's making me feel excited. You know, the government needs to get involved, and sunlight's a drug, and everything's a drug. No, it's part of natural human life on this planet. John, how are you handling the hardcore techno music we played earlier?
I don't know. It's pretty intense. I don't know if I can continue doing the show. It's just a bit too much. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah, it's just,
see, John's so high, he couldn't even turn his microphone up in Minnesota and get on air. John, are you okay?
That stuff's pretty intense. I don't know if I can continue doing the show there, guys.
See, you couldn't even get the microphone turned on.
I couldn't. It's because of the intense, drugs.
What do you think about USA Today and others saying we may need a law to stop music where the government can ban whatever music it wants because it might excite people? And are you going to take the vaccine as soon as it comes out that stops all emotions?
Absolutely not. It's just like these, police state movies that try to make everything illegal. And any kind of good-feeling emotion that's just going to be banned.
It's called Al-Qaeda emotion.
Exactly, yeah.
Al-Qaeda may be using music to get our kids.
Anything that you enjoy, eventually they'll tax or get rid of or ban, you know.
Well, because they're trying to save us. John, I appreciate you joining us, you drug addict.
Thank you.
I'm a drug addict, too. I mean, we listen to the music. I mean, you heard the techno that USA Today and others are saying we've got to ban it right now. In fact, let's play some clips of some newscast. Thank goodness they're on the job and they've got police officers saying this could lead to harder drugs. I mean, we've got kids listening to music, folks. This is dangerous. Here it is.
Taking a stand against the latest internet craze. Have you ever heard of this? It's called iDosing. And websites are luring kids with free downloads of so-called digital drugs, which are audio files designed to induce drug-like effects. Adriana Ivashinsky has just returned from Mustang Live with the details on this alarming new trend. I've got to admit, I'd never heard of it before.
Kelly, parents really need to listen up on this one. That's because all kids need to experience these digital drugs are headphones, their computer, and an MP3 player.
Oh.
Though the websites that tout them say they're a safe and legal way to get high, the fear is it could lead to illegal drug use.
Oh, yes.
Digital drugs are all over the internet.
Hit pause.
Free, legal.
Then they cut to YouTube videos with kids, teenagers, clearly screwing around. I've gone and watched some of the videos. They're like, oh my goodness, I'm high. Oh my goodness, making fun of other newscasts. So, guys, go ahead and go back to that techno music for a minute. Let's play it, and I'll act silly, and then they can put it on the news that I'm really high. So teenagers are joking around, listening to mild music, techno music, and the government is saying they want to come in and do something about it, and then they cut to police officers saying something must be done. Let's again play some of the devil music. Here it is right now. Hold on. Oh. Oh. Oh, no. I'm so high right now. Digital drugs. I can't control myself. I'm not happy because this is so stupid and I'm making fun of it, making a joke. No, I'm happy because of the devil music. This music has been specifically named by the media that you're listening to as a drug. And the police officers have got to do something now. Let's go back to the newscast, because all you need is an MP3 player and this music and headphones. I mean, you don't need a rubber band and a spoon and heroin and an injector. No, and Beethoven, it's even worse. Why, if they played Beethoven's Lovely, Lovely Ninth, why, it'd be like Clockwork Orange. I'd turn into Little Alex. I'd turn into a droogie. I'd go out and commit crimes because I listened to Lovely, Lovely Ludwig's Nine. Here it is. Oh, look at them. They're under the mind
control.
Digital
drugs are all over the internet, touting a free, legal, safe way to get high.
Oh, my God.
And images of teenagers trying it are all over YouTube. It's these images that has a lot of parents, educators, and law enforcement officials with the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics concerned.
Oh.
Kids are going to flock to these sites just to see what it's about, and it can lead them other places.
It sounds like this. and uses binaural or two-tone technology to alter your brainwaves and mental state. Kelly Johnson is a parent and teacher.
We'll be right back, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is filled with adultery, lying, stealing, drug addiction, gang wars, and every conceivable evil that God has revealed is sin? Did you know that our once Christian morals have been deliberately undermined? It's a fact of history that every nation that sinks into immorality falls. Is America on the brink and hardly anyone is paying attention? If anyone calls sin what it is classified as a hate crime. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
Uh-oh, it's the cars. It's music. We've got to have the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics come arrest us. Listen to that music. It's horrible. All right, let's get serious. The crew tried to tell me about this a few weeks ago, and I didn't really pay attention because it was so silly. But the point they were making was important, that, hey, they're trying to push a new thing to outlaw music. And they go and use clips of kids joking around on the Internet, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now the media hypes that this is a hardcore drug and puts it out there. And then the kids make more videos joking about it, and then the media and the police actually believe it. But let's talk about something that's real. Back in the 1940s, this has, of course, been released back at the time, they would flash the image of a desert up during the movies with an image of a Coca-Cola, an ice-cold Coca-Cola dripping condensation. With water droplets on the outside of the bottle, and they found a doubling or more of people rushing out and buying Coca-Cola in the middle of the movie. Because when it's up there for just a millisecond, The subconscious mind fully accepts it, but the conscious mind cannot monitor it and understand what it's seen. And so that's why they'll have, you know, all these flashing images on television. That's why they'll up the volume during commercials. Shopping malls nationwide, it's been admitted for more than 20 years, do have subliminal relaxing music playing in the background. And you can't really call it mind control. Casinos have been caught doing this. It's just a way to set the atmosphere. I mean, is it mind control when you go to a nice hotel and they have a bouquet of flowers that you can smell and the wood tables are all polished and there's marble floors and ornate paintings on the walls? Is that a drug? When you go and see a beautiful vista like the Grand Canyon, is that a drug? When you go to the seashore and see a sunrise, is that a drug? No. We know what beauty is. We know what is good. When I'm driving through the countryside and I see beautiful little farms and rows of corn and wheat and a farmer on a red tractor, it just makes you feel good to see humans involved in agriculture. I mean, do goats, are goats under mind control when they look across a valley and see green fields and they happily shake their tails and go down the hill and up the mountain to eat the grass? No, the grass looks good to them because their brain knows what is good. But when you go into a depressed neighborhood with crackheads and unhappy people and rundown houses and paint peeling off walls and poor children playing in mud puddles with scraggly clothes, you feel bad. It's not a drug. So they're literally trying to say, don't get sunlight. It's a conspiracy theory. It's good for you. When it's admitted, it's what you need. Or you'll get cancer and become depressed and get MS and so many other issues. They know this. Now they're trying to move to even send CPS after parents that let their kids get a suntan. All of this is happening. Meanwhile, they're putting sodium fluoride in the water that attacks every organ, reduces fertility or causes full sterilization, attacks all organs, more than doubles bone cancer in men and women, more than quadruples in young boys. They are wanting to put lithium, a toxic metal, in the water to perfect you so you're more passive. They want you to watch more television. And there are literally scores of studies. Here's one, BBC from 2001. Just type in Alzheimer's television. It's both a sedentary lifestyle and that it puts you into a sleep state, and the average adult watches more than 4.5 hours of television a day. More than 4.5 hours of television a day. The youth are watching upwards of 8 hours when you combine video games, and video games are even worse. For some reason, the concentration while you're in the lower brainwave state associated with sleep brings you actually into an unnatural level. This is major studies that have come out. Even Wired magazine's reported. When you play video games for a couple hours, you then go into a oxygen-starved level that you only get in the deepest areas of sleep when you're having sleep apnea or you've got your face in the pillow and aren't properly breathing. So it puts you into a serious brain damage state. Here it is. TV linked to Alzheimer's. Watching too much television and doing too little physical activity could be linked to Alzheimer's disease. According to U.S. researchers, a study looked at the hobbies of a group of people with Alzheimer's compared to a healthy group. Dr. Robert Freiland said watching TV was the only recreational activity out of those studied that Alzheimer's sufferers were more likely to participate in. And the studies also show when you're watching a lot of television, you're not outside, you're not getting fresh air, you're not getting sunlight. That's connected to dementia and Alzheimer's in the new London Guardian report out today with a bunch of different scientific studies. Insufficient exposure to sunshine resulting in low levels of vitamin D, that's only part of it. Plays a role in a wide range of diseases from multiple sclerosis to rheumatoid arthritis, type 1 diabetes, cancers, dementia, scientists say today. Dementia, basically Alzheimer's. All of this is happening, and it's a cocktail. And these social engineers, they don't want you outside. They don't want you exercising. Every study shows it is buoying. It is mind-altering. When I've had family in the hospital or family that's died, and I'm depressed, I'll just go out and hike 5 miles. Boom. I'm still upset, but not depressed. You got to hike. You got to exercise. You've got a kayak. You've got a bicycle. Even if it's 30 minutes, you know, a day, you've got to do it. You've got to get outside. You're designed to live outside. You're designed to love music, good music. It's not a drug. Let's finish with this creepy newscast showing teenagers clearly joking around because there are some quacky websites that go, get our music, you know, it'll increase your brain capacity. I've seen quacky stuff sold where you buy a flashing light on your computer that ups your frequency and can cure things. So, yeah, the government can find quacks claiming that colored lights and music, is a drug. It's not. But television itself has been weaponized and is overlapping fields of fire with subliminals, flashing lights, semantical deceptions, all of it. But let's finish up with these newscasts. Here it is.
Can lead them other places.
It sounds like this and uses binaural or two-tone technology to alter your brainwaves and mental state. Kelly Johnson is a parent and teacher and had never even heard of eye dosing or digital drugs until now.
Just scary, definitely scary, to know that, you know, just one more thing, one more thing to look out for.
Recently, Mustang Public School sent out a letter warning parents about the new trend after several high school students reported having physiological effects after trying one of these digital downloads. Students and graduates are still talking about it.
All right, that's enough.
I heard it was like some weird.
So they take some YouTube videos of people joking. They put an image of Baphomet up on the screen, and they say tones like boop, zoop, boop, or techno music. And again, there's some truth to it. Music, sports, all the studies have shown mass psychology. When you're in a crowd of people, even intellectuals and highly intelligent people who have strong wills can get sucked in to mob psychology. But this is just part of being human. And it's the suggestibility of these youth who've been trained and brought up on television. Remember about a decade ago, Pokemon? There were massive seizures in Japan and the U.S. whenever they would have flashing, strobing lights with the children. But they found in the studies that it was only after hours of television viewing did the children get into a suggestible enough state to then have convulsions. And that was government-designed programming. So basically, the globalists want to be able to do whatever they want to you through music and television and get you into highly suggestible states with the video games and virtual reality simulator systems. I mean, there is some truth to it, but a very small kernel. And they're only targeting the general public that's out there enjoying music and going, wow, it can change the way I feel. But if you go back to World War II, they found that large percentages of the troops wouldn't kill somebody up close in trench warfare. They found it in World War I as well. So they introduced pop-up targets of bad guys to where people would instinctively shoot the bad guys on the firing range, and they found that it went from around half of people refusing to shoot up close to only about 10%. By Vietnam, with just pop-up targets, only about 10% of troops wouldn't shoot people up close. Today, it's almost 100%. And the Pentagon developed games like Doom, where you simulate killing people, their guts, their blood splattering, and your brain sees that as real. Also, you see violence increasing after the 1950s and crime increasing as the amount of television increased, the amount of viewing, and the amount of people watching more television. Because anybody who's watched a lot of television or movies, you've seen hundreds of thousands of simulated murders and killings. I mean, there's got to be 100 zombie movies that have come out in the last decade. I mean, there's got to be more than 10 a year. And I remember as a youth, I'd watch mild horror movies when I was over at a friend's house and become upset and scared. And after I watched movies like Alien and stuff like that and got scared, now it doesn't scare me because I've become desensitized to it. And so what the government and the corporate media has done is mind control. At so many levels, with semantics, how they twist words, the flashing lights, the music, the manipulation, the government coming out after 9/11 and using the fear and the trauma to say we need to torture people, including their children in front of them. The Washington Post promoted it, then fiction like 24 promoted it, and now we've been conditioned to accept torture, just like we've been conditioned to accept implantable microchips or face scanning or thumbprinting to buy and sell, and now it's going in everywhere. So it's really just acclimation that's going on. But the fact that they're hyping all of this is ridiculous, and now I've spent much of the hour on this subject, but I think it's been a worthwhile area to discuss. Now let's get into what we should really be concerned about, the forced drugging of water and all these other systems in the food and in the air. This is out of the Register. City receives citation for not fluoridating water. And it goes on. The city of Watsonville has been cited by the California Department of Public Health for failure to comply with an order by the state to fluoridate the water supply. The citation was received by the city Thursday and demands written assurance from the city by August 29th that it will comply and plan and schedule a fluoridation submitted by September 19th. City Council Al Smith said the citation appeared to be out of the clear blue. We've been in communication with the Department of Health, he said. I was surprised, but this is it. Fluoridation has been an issue since the city council first passed a resolution accepting a grant for the fluoride in 2002. Fluoridation 2010 work group offered the city $946,000 to fluoridate because the government cares so much about you. But in November of last year, Watsonville residents concerned about the safety of fluoride passed Measure S, banning all substances from the water not specifically approved by the Food and Drug Administration, which includes fluoride. And you now have the majority of FDA and EPA scientists going to Congress and saying sodium fluoride causes cancer and is deadly and reduces fertility. One part per million can cause up to a 20%, on average it's about 15, IQ reduction. People aren't, the U.S. IQ is now the lowest in the world. Not our test scores, not our laziness, not our decadence. We're lazy and decadent for a reason. For 60 years, almost every major city, over 70% of the nation now drinks fluorinated water. It passed that number a few years ago. You are lethargic and dumbed down and can't focus and have reduced fertility and cancer rates are off the charts for a lot of reasons. But the biggest one is fluoridation of water, fluoridation of food. Most processed foods have it added. They now, for 5 years, have been spraying it on crops as a pesticide. It goes through the cell walls and bioaccumulates in the crops. This is all admitted. We are being dosed with massive amounts of it. The toothpaste. I was driving in this morning. My iPhone camera is fogged up and screwed up. I guess I got to go take it in. I couldn't take a photo of a Sparklets truck. It had a big pink sign on the back saying fluoride water for babies. It's even worse for babies statistically, the amount of brain damage it causes. And they're cold-bloodedly doing this right out in the open. Yeah, they're CDC. Community water fluoridation stats now reaches nearly 70% of U.S. population. And when did that come out? Because the numbers I saw 2 years ago was it had already passed 70%. Okay, this year. So it's just now hitting 70. The report I saw was over 70. But thanks for pulling it up, guys. The issue here is they're racing to get the entire country and entire world fluoridated. I've seen cases where $5 million was spent in a small town in Kansas, if I remember correctly, just to get them to fluoridate over a decade. They spent millions to get San Antonio to fluoridate a few years ago. The citizens knew what was going on down there. Okay? And now California comes in and says, we're going to criminally come after your city. We're going to cite you if you don't do this. Since when do they get to forcibly medicate us? And now they say, hey, we want to put statins in the water and we want to put lithium in the water, both toxic. Now they're talking about making kids in public school take statins every week to help their cholesterol. They are forced drugging us and they are setting the precedent to do this. And they know we're waking people up, so they're striking back. Again, here's the Mail. Yesterday, fury in China as female babies grow breast after drinking milk laced with hormones. Now, here they spin it and go, oh, it's 7 and 8 year olds by the hundreds of thousands going into puberty when you're supposed to go in at 12 to 14. No, no, no. Tens of thousands in the U.S., babies are growing breast. 3 year olds are menstruating. 3 year old girls. And then it burns them out. It accelerates their aging, and they get massive increases in breast cancer. That's all admitted. Do they take bisphenol A out of most of the plastic products and food? No, they don't. Do you know when you microwave something in a bisphenol A tray, it massively off-gasses it into your food? Years ago, I'd be eating plastic stuff that I'd microwaved. It could taste the poison. You wonder why you're obese? Americans were eating more fattening foods 30 years ago, the statistics show. But we're fatter and more unhealthy today because of the hormones, the bisphenol A, the sodium fluoride attacks the thyroid. Ladies and gentlemen, it's epidemic amongst women. Every time I'm sitting in a restaurant or go to church with my parents or just constantly, all I hear women talking about is, yeah, I'm 25 years old, and the doctor says I've got an 80-year-old thyroid, and no matter, yeah, but he's giving me hormones to, you know, to help. Fluoride savages your thyroid, women. Bisphenol A savages your thyroid. Honey, you're not supposed to be fat on the small diet you're eating. You're not supposed to have your hair falling out at 25, honey. Most of the women I know above the age of 35 are having their hair start to fall out. It's epidemic. It's epidemic. And do the doctors say don't eat bisphenol A? Don't eat stuff and drink liquids and out of bisphenol A that lines all the cans, most of the bottles? Do they tell you when you microwave it? But, oh, it hyperfeminizes and then accelerates the aging of women. Men, it makes us effeminate, and it makes us passive and reduces our fertility. Testicular cancer, off the charts. Prostate cancer, off the charts. These are the hormonal glands that are being bombarded with this stuff. So, the government says they're worried about techno music and they need to ban it. But they're not worried about fluoride. They think they want to make you drink it and other chemicals and bisphenol A. And at least in China, they get mad at one-year-olds growing breasts, three-year-olds having periods. Not here. Go to the doctor. Hey, my three-year-old's having a period. We'll give her some hormones to block that and screw her all up. Thanks, Doc. Thanks a lot. My daughter's going to die of cancer in a few years. Thank you. Thank you.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Well, you know, I've gone into a rant here, ladies and gentlemen. I know we've got Mark, Issa, Scotty, and others that are patiently holding. We'll get to you with Catherine Austin Fish. You can speak about any issue. You know, we'll just get her on a date after. I'm going to start taking her calls for that little short segment, and then once we get her on, I'll take calls as well. Oh, she's at 1 o'clock. Well, good. I'll take their calls coming up next hour. I'm sorry. I didn't look at my list correctly. By the way, I went to Target this weekend with my wife to buy some pots and pans, and we noticed that almost all of the Tupperware is now glass because people are now aware of the fact that bisphenol A is deadly. So your purchases are making them convert almost completely over to glass. If you start demanding that from other manufacturers, we can beat this together with our purchases. But here's an example. I've asked the folks here to buy paper cups for coffee, and they usually have it. But I'm so weak-minded that when they do buy bisphenol A laced cups and I pour hot coffee into it and it leaches, I still come in and drink the poison like Romans lining their wine jugs with lead. I bought a vitamin water that's got bisphenol A reportedly in the plastic and drank it when I was getting gas this morning because I was thirsty. I'm weak-minded. None of us are perfect. This stuff is laid everywhere for us. But at least keep your children away from this stuff, okay? I'm not perfect. People say, well, why did you just admit you're drinking out of bisphenol A, you idiot? I'm pointing out how I can't stay conscious of this. But you know what? For my children, for when they go to school, they're homeschooled, but they go to an academy that's 2 days a week for homeschoolers, we have glassware for them. At least I'm doing that. There's no plastic that my children drink out of. Those little paper juice boxes lined with bisphenol A. You've got to do it, or it's going to screw up your sons and screw up your daughters. So at least I'm doing that for my children, and I'm trying to train myself to not ever eat fast food, to not ever eat processed foods, to not drink out of these poisons. And I've got a bunch of other news on this subject we're going to cover, but we're going to get to your calls first. Believe me, I haven't even gotten into the economic news yet. I haven't gotten into this incredible news where entire high schools are now enrolling everyone by law in the junior ROTC and then threatening them to sign papers and tricking them to join the military. So it's a new form of draft. They're also going to mount microwave guns in prisons and jails. It's illegal to use these in war, but they're going to use them against citizens. That's coming up after we take your phone calls. But before I go any further, I want to tell you about Inner Health Botanicals. Wonderful folks. They've got their main product, the Inner Food, with 20 superfoods where you absorb it all instead of like vitamins where you pass most of it. Amazing systems. Innerfood.com, the best green food superfood out there, ENERfood.com, or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238. They've got healthy coffees infused with rainforest polysaccharides. They've got a bunch of other great products and discounts when you go to their website and type in Alex Jones. You can also give them a call, 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, innerfood.com. That's ENERfood.com. And finally, made in the good old U.S. of A, Diamond Gusset shirts, jeans, regular jeans, motorcycle jeans, 8888-GUSSET, 8888-GUSSET. That's 8888-GUSSET. Gusset spelled G-U-S-S-E-T, GussetClothing.com. GussetClothing.com. And they're all made in America, and they don't split on you, and they're triple sewed, and they're super comfortable, and I've got pairs of them I wear. Aaron just loves them. He's gotten rid of all of his crummy Levi's made in Mexico. They sew a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets, got it. Others don't. GussetClothing.com or 888-8-GUSSET. And don't forget, innerfood.com. We'll be right back with the second hour of your calls and a blitzkrieg of news.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.